Welcome back to the Juke Joint. I'm Aaron. How are you, John?
Hey, Aaron. How you doing?
Okay.
What's going on?
Well, I know you've got a new version of a great song that you wrote.
Thank you for saying that. We went into Rock Pile Recording Studio, which is in Rockport, Massachusetts. Greg Dann, last name is D-A-N-N, it's his studio. He's the engineer, and he does production as well. He's also a local musician. He's a drummer. He plays in a couple different bands, Fun Bucket and Secret Service, and great musician, great guy, just all-around great guy. And so Jimmy and I decided to do some work with him. He recorded a bit like you, Holding Back, and we just recently did this version of Everything But Peace, and we really took our time with it. Both of us are just, me and Jimmy, we're both, and Greg as well, are very happy with it. So, thank you.
And, a matter of fact, we're going to have you live in studio the 16th, and then 3DN on the 23rd.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. We're going to be playing a show. We 2 years ago played a farewell show, but then decided, we wanted to get back together. So we're playing our first show on March 22nd at Fibber McGee's in Beverly. It's a Friday night, 9:00, and we're really happy about that and looking forward to coming in the next day to be with you.
And I'll have you in the week before.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be in the week before. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, matter of fact, let's see. What is today?
Is it the 17th?
Losing track of the days.
I could be wrong, though.
You know, because we'll have you in a couple weeks after, but it'll be coming up on the 5th anniversary of the passing of our great friend, Doug.
Yeah. I can't believe it's been 5 years. I can't. It just blows my mind. Blows my mind to think it's been that long. I mean, you know, it's kind of cliche, people saying, you know, time goes by so fast, but it really does, you know, especially when you have these things you can mark it by, you know, the passing of a good friend or something. It's incredible.
Yeah, I remember it was a very special service because you knew him very well. And gave a eulogy that inspired everybody there and informed. And it was all a positive experience. Normally when you go to a service, people go get down. And you and the rabbi and some of the other friends who knew him well made it something special.
Well, thank you. I mean, thank you so much for that. I mean, I had, for lack of a better phrase, easy material to work with. You know, when you have someone who's a great person, it's easy to eulogize them in a sense. It's funny, Doug's name came up the other day because we're doing some work with, An old friend of Doug's, and I think an old friend of yours, Joe Viglione, has been working with us doing promotions. He's our promoter now, and he's a great guy. He's an old friend. We recorded the original version of A Bit Like You was on the Boston Rock and Roll Anthology Series, Volume 8. This is going back to 1986, and. So, you know, I kind of lost touch with Joe for a while just because I moved away and everything. And now that the band's doing so much, we've been in touch and, you know, we hired him to be our promoter. And he and I, you know, we touch base every couple of days on the phone, see what's going on and such. And he brought up Doug the other day. I forget what it was, but we were talking and he mentioned Doug and, you know, very fondly, very fondly. So it's you know, I wasn't part of the relationship Joe had with Doug. Just like your relationship with Doug was, you know, different. But it's interesting when you have these different people who have a relationship with the same person, to hear all these great things about him is really a testament to the person's character, you know. It was great to hear.
And also, you're not only a local musician, but a professor right here at the university.
Yep. Yeah, I teach in the philosophy department there. It's a lot of fun. Great students, great colleagues. I've always been a philosophy nut, studied it as an undergraduate and a graduate student, and began teaching it at my alma mater, Salem State. But I went there, it was Salem State College, so a little different, but now it's a university.
Yes, sometimes in the automation, the State College promo comes up, so it's not lost.
Does it really? It still comes up? You know, it's funny. I listen to WM an awful lot, and I hear the promos, and I probably don't even, because I still, when I hear Salem State College, that resonates with me more, because it's, I don't know, because I went there, and I just, that's the way I think of it. So if I hear those promos, I probably don't even recognize it. That's interesting.
And, you know, matter of fact, well, tomorrow is President's Day. We just passed Valentine's Day.
Yep.
You know, because you also handle services for a church.
Yes, the Congregational Church of Canton, which is on the South Shore. It's a church that's part of the National Association of Congregational Christian Churches. You know, your listeners may not know that term, but they certainly know congregational. I mean, there's so many congregational churches in New England, and they're part of different denominations, and I serve in one of those denominations in that church down the South Shore that I love so much.
Well, is there anything special that was in your sermon today that will enlighten and inspire our listeners before we play Anything But Peace?
Oh, boy. what did I preach about today? It was a very sort of Christian theology-oriented sermon where I was talking about the resurrection. But the focus was how, you know, if you're a follower of Jesus, what that gives you. But I also mentioned how, you know, other religions, same thing. You know, they all have their gifts that they provide their followers. Whether you're Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, you know, there's a rich treasure trove, I think, in every faith.
You still with us? John? Well, I think we lost John. So, well, we could play Anything But Peace, and hopefully John will call back in just a moment.
Killed by the club of a beast. They could be anyone you meet. Our children are dying from overdose. We got everything but peace. Our children are dying from overdose. We got everything.
Welcome back on the Juke Joint. I'm Aaron. And we have our great friend, professor, doctor, and all-around great musician, John Tamilio, on the line with us.
Hey there, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, there we go. You faded out for a minute. I didn't know if it was my phone or what, but thanks for playing that song. You know, Jimmy and I often say that you and Bob have been the best friends of our music, I'll tell you. Done more for this band than anybody, and we really, really appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate that, too. I mean, we have so many great musicians locally.
Yeah,
Not enough people know about it and get out there and see it. That's why we love having local performers and national acts, but local performers come in, call in, play their music.
Yeah.
Share what we have, because
if
you don't, you know, the old thing about if you don't use something or hear something or do something, you forget it.
That's right.
You know, it's not the same as riding a bike. And if we don't have people going out to the venues see the musicians and hear them live and not only just stream them or hear them on the radio, and you don't go out and see them, the venues are going to go, the musicians are going to either stop playing or they're going to move away, and we don't want that to happen.
Right, right. Boston has always been a great music town, you know, always has had great, you know, local artists. Not as many places to play as there used to be, it seems, but you're absolutely right. There's great people around. And you catch them in the strangest places. I was driving by Cabot Theater the other night. It wasn't the other night, maybe a week ago. I can't remember who was playing, who the headliner was. But it was funny because it said, you know, on the bill it said opening act, Charlie Farron. And whoever was playing wasn't someone whose music I was really into, but I almost went just to see Charlie, you know. I thought that would be cool to see him play the Cabot.
He played last night, a matter of fact, he opened. What's it, Three Dog Night?
Oh, did he play last night?
Yeah, he played last night.
Okay, so I saw it must have been an ad I saw, and I thought he was playing that night. Okay, that's what it was. I saw an ad advertising him playing there, and I thought it was that night. Okay, so he played there last night. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike Three Dog Night, but I'm not a huge fan, you know. I wouldn't go see him live, but I'd go see Charlie. So, you know, you never know when you're going to see these little, you know, great appearances.
Well, I went to a concert last night myself, and it was Tyler Morris, and he was honoring the 40th anniversary of Van Halen 1.
Ah.
And
yeah, that's right. That came out in, what, 78?
I think 79. And I got to see the show, but I was also out taking a lot of pictures for the show. They're coming
up here.
This was at the Regent Theater in Arlington. They're coming up here to Larkham in about a month to do the same show.
Oh, cool.
And
I'll have to check that out.
And then, Kodo locally had a big show last night with Circus Trees, who we had in yesterday, and Flight of Fire, and a few other bands. I mean, there's just a lot of great places to play and to get out and see our own great Ronnie, Black Hat Duchesne, and the Black Hat Project, playing down at the Lobster Shanty or other places. I mean, I feel it's important, music is experienced in a group, but it's personal.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
So I see in how you write.
I have to give you a quick plug. You're always plugging me in my work. I got to plug you in your work. I don't know if your listeners know what a phenomenal photographer you are, nature photographer, the best I've seen. And I was so blessed that I was surprised for my birthday to get a framed picture of a deer that you took. The deer are my favorite animal. And my wife contacted you and got a copy of a picture you took and had it framed. And it's absolutely stunning. So thank you for that. And why you don't have your own gallery, I'll never know. But
I appreciate that. But as I say, when my guests are on, it's all about them. So
what's that?
I said, when I have my guests on, it's all about my guests. So I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that too. Thanks.
So when is your show? Where can they see you and where to find your music?
March 22nd. At Fibber McGee's 3D. We'll be playing at 9 o'clock. You can go on YouTube and find Everything But Peace. Just type in 3D Everything But Peace. You can also type in 3D Holding Back or 3D A Bit Like You, and you can hear some of our latest recordings. They're also going to be available on Spotify very soon. I believe in 3 weeks, March 5th, I think they go live on Spotify, so you can get them there as well.
That is terrific.
And you can also join, if you're on Facebook, you can join the group called Fans of 3D, and all that music is on that page too.
Because we love having you in studio and playing. But a couple of our other shows have had you on, calling in and supporting and standing by their conversation and helping out. And I really appreciate that, and they really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate what you guys do. I mean, I love college radio. It's the last vestige of real radio, I think. So much other radio has become so corporate and commercialized that, we're losing this precious piece of American history, and I support college radio at any chance I can.
And matter of fact, Bob has been here since 1981.
Yeah, didn't he? He went to Salem State, right?
He did.
Ah, fellow alum.
Yeah, he started here in 80, came on the radio in 81, because as he tells the story that I guess we were off the air, something happened to our transmitter. The fall before, and he has never left. The music has changed. He's changed. He talks about how they used to use carts and records.
Yeah.
And
that's right. Boy,
so,
I remember the carts they used to, yeah. It's funny.
But,
well, this is great. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And, I'll be in. Whatever that Saturday is before the gig, I don't have my calendar, but I'll be there.
I think it's the 17th?
Oh, yeah, because the dates are the same in March as they are in February because of the 28 days. That's right. I think it is the 17th. You're right.
Ironic, isn't it?
On the 17th of March. 1 month from today.
1 month for today, but a day backwards.
That's exactly right. Yep.
So, look forward to having you in. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Best to you and Bob and all of our friends at WMWM.
Thank you, and bringing us everything but peace, because you've got a lot of other great things that you do, and we can talk more about that when we have you in.
All right, my friend.
So thank you very much. You enjoy the rest of the day. Be careful out there, because I know it's supposed to snow tonight. Even though they say it may be flaky and light, but there may be another storm midweek. So be safe out there. Enjoy what's out there. And we'll talk to you very, very soon.
All right. You got it. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. John Tamilio with Anything But Peace. One of the members of 3D, and as he said, for McGee's in about 3 weeks. So, gonna head out of here on the Juke Joint for this day. Enjoy, be safe, and we'll see you next week on What's Happening.